RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features.
Head of the Indonesian Market Traders Association of Jakarta, Miftahuddin, stated that the incident of food poisoning from the free nutritious meal program in several areas should be used as a momentum to strengthen supervision of the program initiated by President Prabowo Subianto on Tuesday in Jakarta. Miftahuddin emphasized that the poisoning incident should not undermine the significant benefits of the MBG program, which had allocated a budget of 13 trillion to serve 22.7 million beneficiaries across Indonesia as of early September 2025. President Prabowo Subianto expressed his high appreciation to all law enforcement officials and institutions, including the Attorney General and the Commander of the Indonesian National Armed Force, with their swift action in taking firm actions against perpetrators of legal violations in the mining sector and rescuing state assets. The appreciation was conveyed on Monday at the PT Tinindo Internusa Smelter, Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung Island. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Samudra terbentang khatulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Jangan pernah terpecah belah.
pinggiran jalan Jogja, kita berlari bersama. Walau ini hanya sandiwara, kau pegang erat tangan, ku pegang erat tanganmu. Walau ini hanya adegan saja, cinta lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Kau ingin katakan dan ku ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Ku jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Rambut pendek indahmu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya aku lelakimu. Cinta lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Ku ingin katakan dan kau ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Rambut pendek indahmu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya berlari. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
tegak berisi dengan tatapan tajam, penuh percaya diri, bikin wanita tergila-gila mabuk kepayang. Aku pandai bernyanyi, apalagi menari, bikin salsa dan samba lulus dengan sempurna. Ditambah gaya trendy, khas pria masa kini, akulah lelaki idola sejati. Tapi jangan bilang mama, aku takut nanti dia bisa marah-marah. Kalau tahu aku ini adalah boy band, boy band, boy band. Memang banyak yang bilang aku tampan rupawan, bentuk tubuhku tegak-tegak berisi dengan tatapan tajam, penuh percaya diri, bikin wanita tergila-gila mabuk papaya. Aku pandai bernyanyi, apalagi menari, gentong tantang lulus dengan sempurna. Ditambah gaya trendy, pasti yang masa kini, akulah lelaki idola sejati. Tapi jangan
in remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Peace. waktu itu kau bersamanya, menjadi bulan-bulanan oleh perasaan. Kau diabaikan dalam senyum, hatiku membiru terperangkap menggerutu. Pasti waktu akan berlalu, esok masih kau tak kunjung muncul dan tak menentu. Mungkin aku masih bisa melingkan rindu. Mungkin begitu hatiku membiru
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bangkalo Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Lembayung senja, lembayung senja, lembayung senja. Tahunku ingin berteduh, di manakah itu biru telah menungguku, ingin bercumbu di ra. sepanjang pasirmu. Diam-diam ku bawa kamu, yang penting ku punya satu. Lembar temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku. Lembar temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku. Terkuras ideku setahun penuh. Liburanku, tolong jangan ganggu. Panjang pasirmu, diam-diam ku bawa kamu, yang penting ku punya satu. Lembayung temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku. Lembayung temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku. Terkuras ideku setahun penuh. Liburanku, tolong jangan ganggu. Jangan ganggu. Lembayung temanku, nada yang mendayu, sayupkan mataku, manjakan penatku. Terkuras ideku setahun penuh. Liburanku, tolong jangan ganggu. Liburanku, tolong jangan ganggu.
Listeners, thank you for listening through Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store. Dear listeners, after this, I'll be playing you a song by Bilal Indrajaya, the upcoming artist who's very loved from Indonesia, after this bit of a spot.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia.
Di kehidupanmu terus berjalan meski tanpa tujuan. Masihkah hatiku ada di hatimu? meski kita tak bercinta lagi. Akankah tercipta kembali seindah saat kau sedekat nadi, semerbak melati, sehangat mentari. Meski kita tak bercinta lagi, malam semakin larut, tercipta sejuta lamunan. Kini rindu kian menyiksa. Samudra, walau raga kian terpisah, namun hati takkan pernah berdusta. Rindu kerindu tak terbendung lagi, meski kita tak bercinta lagi.
Your death was celebrated by many of your peers and everyone around you. Imagine, there's a parade around town after your death where crowds of people play music and dances. However, all this is done with pure love and no grudge at all. In Bali, the deceased are paraded to the afterlife for a sacred cremation ritual called Ngaben. Ngaben is is a Balinese cremation ritual. In Balinese Hinduism, they believe one soul cannot move on until the body is properly purified by fire. So, this cremation ritual is an honorable duty. The deceased are being placed in a bowl-shaped coffin for males, or cow-shaped for females, and then paraded around town, carried by a group of people from the family home accompanied by a line of women with offerings on their head to a public cremation site where there is a cremation pagoda tower or wadu. The body will then be cremated along the coffin and the tower. In the West, people attend funerals in black and silence. In Ngaben, everything is louder and more colorful. It is full of chants and prayers, and traditional Balinese music played in gamelan and dance performances. Everyone participating will wear traditional garbs. Sometimes the ceremony will be held for more than one body, and so lots of family members will participate. The ceremony, however, will not be held right away after someone is passing, and can happen weeks, months, even years after. The family might need to save money or wait for the right day, as chosen by the priest. Sometimes, you can see the Ngaben ceremony when visiting Bali. If you're curious about it, please be polite. Avoid wearing casual clothes or getting too close to the cremation, as you can disturb the ritual and disrespect the departed. With a funeral ceremony being held in the most unique ways of festivity and thick of Hinduism, Ngaben is a cultural heritage that makes Bali a must-visit once in a lifetime. Listener, that is the Indonesian wonder of Ngaben, Bali.
Sang raja yang duduk bermahkota di singgasana, tertaburkan kilau intan permata dan menyilaukan mata yang melihatnya.
night is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? As Goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Trails of smoke trapped in a tomb. Feels right when I'm with you. It's the shimmer in your eyes and the way you let down your disguise.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Dear listeners, we're approaching the last hour of the morning session of Indonesia today with me, Unika, as your host. For 6 hours, we have been together for 6 hours, and to end the session of the day, before I'm going to have my closing, I'm going to play you a feature about Ndamu of Kiman people in Merauke, Papua.
Listener, Kima-Kima tribe that inhabits Kimam Island, or usually called Yosudarso Island in Merauke Regency, has various kinds of cultures, such as 8 regional languages and culture of hard work to survive called Ndamu, which is born as a reconciliation of problems between families and even kampungs. Ndamu festival becomes the annual agenda of Merauke Regency to hold the festival. Ndamu culture for Kiman people is reconciliation of dissenting opinion, which causes conflict that shouldn't be solved violently. This conflict is solved in a competition of agriculture and plantation products cultivated in a certain time, which is set by those who are in conflict. One of Kiman people, Dominicus Ulukyanan, said that Ndamu has double meanings because besides solving dispute, it also motivates people to work in order to meet the needs of food without depending on other parties. In this developed era, Ndamu is considered relevant to encourage development like what people in Kampung Tor, Kladar, and Sabon do. We compete not only in agriculture and plantation products, but also in developing religious activities and other sectors like education.
Sebenarnya Dambu ini adalah budaya dasar yang sebenarnya membentuk karakter
Actually, Dambu is the real basic culture that shapes the characters of Kiman people. In a developing era, in this modern era, Dambu can be changed in various aspects like education. Like yesterday in Tor Ladar, they fight against Sabun. Tor with Keladar has built church, while Sabun hasn't built church. Finally, they embed Sabun with you, even have not finished building house of God. Then Sabun promises to finish building a church. The real problem found in Dambu make him cover his weakness.
Merauke region Romanus Mambaraka stated Dambu culture, which has the value of hard work, is in line with the spirit of Ayo Kerja or Let's Work, which is unveiled by the government. Moreover, efforts to keep food security has been done by Kimam people through Dambu, besides as an effort to solve dispute. Region Romanus Mbaraka admitted that the regional government still becomes format in Dambu festival, but the main meaning of Dambu has been applied during the event by sticking with traditional ritual in the area.
Ceritanya aneh, tapi fungsinya luar biasa. Sesungguhnya di Kimam ini...
The story is unusual, but the function is amazing. Actually, food security ideology in Kimam has existed since Kimam people were created by God. Dambu is created because there is competition in the daily life. For instance, there are problems between individuals. When the problems cannot be solved, they cannot fight. So it is solved traditionally through Dambu. The Ripal has enough harvest. The other one has a big garden, saying, I give you food. In this moment, they mock each other. Those who do not have strong mental can fight. Kiman people cannot do it in Dambu. After individual problem settlement, their families will join. If someone gets agricultural products from his refund, his family will say, just take it. Next year we challenge him. We will do Dambu to him too. They prefer amazing harvest. Each family starts to do Dambu. That's the real essence. People will survive with food because of their abundant agricultural products. This is a very positive thing. I have brought it up in 3 years to make it alive. In modern society that has moved to technology and science, I'm preferring the package, but it is not good and focused yet. However, we have found the essence of Dambu.
Romanus Baraka revealed that Dambu culture is one of richness of Kimam people that should be preserved in order to become national culture, which can be promoted nationally and even internationally. The third Dambu Festival, which was held in August 2015, was participated in by people from four districts, namely Kimam, Waan, Ilwayap, and Tambonji. It set Waan as a district which has the biggest sweet potato with the diameter of 104 centimeters and weight of 56 kilograms, and Kimam districts with the longest kumbili or wild yam, which is 2.69 meter long. In addition, various kinds of traditions were competed, such as one-foot rowing competition, traditional archery, catching crab, plate carving, and bob wrestling.
Via listeners, that wraps up the morning session of Indonesia Today with me, Unika. I've been accompanying for 6 hours on the morning session, and it will be continued by my colleague on the afternoon session. I would like to say that I'm very happy to have you here with me. Don't forget to connect with us through our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, and you can send us message through our email, vialisteners@gmail.com, and of course from our WhatsApp, +62 821 238 12130, +62 821 238 12130. And not to forget, don't forget to listen to us. You know, after this, I'll still have my colleague to do the afternoon session. You can listen through the online streaming, voinews.id, or through our app, which is more accessible and easy to access, RRI Digital, available on Android and iOS. Once again, thank you for being here with me, Unika, via listeners. Don't forget to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
What am I supposed to say? Are you on the subway? What is that for you getting on the L train? Mean Manhattan's nice, but so are Malibu nights. You would know if you stayed. You would know if you put up a fight. Your toes turn blue in winter. I'm getting red rum. There's a trick for all of the things left unsaid. I'm missing a drunken 2 a.m. strolls and gays. Now you're chasing fake highs in the Upper West Side and fucking on Brooklyn's in Brooklyn. You're Chelsea's in Chelsea. Hope that eases the pain, so you remember to miss me. And you sold your car. Now you walk for miles, but your feet feel numb. Crosswalks in my mind are shaky, so please hold tight. All my demons run wild. All my demons have your smile. In the city of angels. In the city. This was love, I was misunderstood. Feeling low on the low. Driving through no hope. If I'm honest, I call. But I'm trying to let go. And I hope you're happy. Living life in taxis. But you'll always have me. You'll always have me. City of angels. In the city of angels. Hope New York holds you. Hope it holds you like I do. While my demons stay faithful. In the city of
its main ingredients is snail, but it ain't escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai cipui or lengkitang.
What is this food?
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rotan from North Sumatra.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and